This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Wild Alaskan Company. Healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Drift Air Freshener, the freshest air freshener with no harmful chemicals. Save 15% off with code INGO15. Prolon, nourish your body with healthy plant-based ingredients that have been backed by science. Save 15% off with code FIT.
Defense Soap, everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMA Nuts to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 652.
652!
My name's Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show, by MMA fans, for MMA fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's going on over there?
Drinking the straight water.
Straight, ever clear. Not 190 proof, bitches.
Moonshine. I'm going to light it on fire later.
Sweet.
Yes. Yes.
Just those days of blowing fire, setting your hand on fire. Yeah. Uh-huh. Good times.
That's right. Going crazy. What's new over there?
Well, the Chicago Blackhawks are the first NHL team officially eliminated from the playoffs.
In March?
That's a great thing to accomplish. That's how bad they are.
Don't those start in like May or something?
I don't know. I like to not think about it, but
it's like halfway through the season and we're already eliminated.
It's not good. I mean, the only thing that's good about all that is the draft pick, right? Get another high draft pick if they actually win the lottery. Because once again, if you're the number one pick going into the draft and they have a lottery, I think they have a 20% chance to win.
Okay.
Having the worst record. But, you know, last year they had the third worst record and they actually won the lottery ball draft. So
okay.
We'll see. We got chances. There's another really good guy out there, but it's really hard to watch them. So.
Yeah,
Bears signed some safety today, so they're making things happen. They still haven't figured out a quarterback situation yet.
That's okay. We don't need a quarterback.
They're overrated. Just fucking run the ball.
Yeah.
What are you doing? We run the ball every fucking play.
3 yards in a cloud of dust.
Sure. Just run it up the middle.
Mm-hmm. That's what I mean. Just all day long.
What are you going to have to
run right here?
Right up the middle.
That's it. That's all we got.
Fuck. Yeah. I'm trying to think. Speaking of which, let's do some sponsors right off the bat. How do you like them, BFLs?
We'll get it right out of the way.
That's
this
right.
Episode is brought to you by Aura. Data brokers sell your information to scammers, spammers, and anyone else who may want to target you. Your full name, email, home address, health records, your relatives. Your dog, it's all out there. That's why we've been using Aura. Aura shows us which data brokers are selling your information and automatically submits opt-out requests for us. Cleaning up my information not only helps reduce the amount of spam I get, but it protects me from hackers who could use this information to help them access my social media accounts, bank accounts, or other sensitive information. Aura also does so much more to protect me and my family from online threats that I can't see. You can go to https://aura.com/MMA Nuts to start your 2-week free trial.
That's right. And you get other features like antivirus, VPN, password management, parental controls, identity theft insurance, and more without having to download several different apps. It's really easy to set up. And best of all, I get everything at one affordable price. Aura is always on, doing the hard work of keeping me safe so I can focus on other tasks with peace of mind.
And I value my privacy and we value yours. So stop data brokers from exposing your personal information. Go to our sponsor, use the link https://aura.com/MMA Nuts. It's in the show notes to get 14-day free trial and see how much of yours is being sold. The HTTPS is very important. So, you know, Aura is the shit. Nice work.
That's right. AURA.com.
That's right.
And this episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Let's talk about sex, guys. Remember the days when you're always ready to go. Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in the bed, bedrooms, wherever you want to throw down. Listen up. BlueChew.com.
Blue Chew's unique online service delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but in chewable tablets and a fraction of the cost. Process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. Best part, it's made in the USA.
USA!
Right to your door, people. Right to your door.
That's right. And Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. Chew it and do it. We've got a special deal for our listeners. You can try Blue Chew free with when you use our promo code NUTS at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code NUTS to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. We thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
Support for today's episode also comes from OneSkin. If you're like me, you're ready for warmer, sunnier days. But is your skin? Your skin goes through a big transition between seasons, not just on the surface, but at the cellular level. That's why it's important to nurture it from the inside out with products that do more than just protect against the sun's UV rays. OneSkin's products are powered by their scientifically proven peptide called OS1. This peptide reduces the accumulation of damaged aging cells. They have a full line of face and body products, including OS01 Shield, an SPF that prevents UV-induced aging and repairs cellular aging all at once. Wow, that's crazy. For a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off OneSkin products using the code FIT15 when you check out at oneskin.co. No matter the season, no matter the reason, keep your skin looking and feeling healthy with OneSkin.
That's right. And what do I like about OneSkin? Keeps my skin looking delicious, very moist. Like if you're into the skin game, use OneSkin.
Yeah.
It's the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. So you can get started today with 15% off using code FIT15 at oneskin.co. That's 15% off. Oneskin.co with code FIT15. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. So please support our show and tell them that we sent you. Help your skin stay longer and healthier for longer with OneSkin. Just like that, back to the show.
What's the lotion on its skin?
That's right.
I was gonna say that earlier, but I didn't want to do that during the read. That would have been bad.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
What if they don't like it, you know?
They always love it.
They love it.
We love sales. As long as you have sales and you're respectful of the brand, everyone has fun. Where do you want to start first? Do you want to talk about this boxing match or UFC 299?
Let's do UFC. We're an MMA podcast. We got to go UFC first.
Okay.
And then we'll come to the box.
Okay.
I don't know where there's so much happened around UFC 299. I don't know what are we.
Donald Trump gets his own walkout music. He just shows up, and then American Badass starts playing.
Can I play the video? No sound.
Go ahead. I'll just semi blur it. So
okay, here he is, Donald Trump, bringing the heat, walking out with Dana. I mean, I'm not political, but dude, this guy looks very with it still. Where the other guy doesn't look very with it. No.
And the crowd's going absolutely apeshit.
Trump's, yeah, he's there. He's there looking tough. Tough as shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't hear in the background. They are going bananas. There he is walking out with Dana's like, this is the best thing ever.
Yep.
I wonder if
Secret Service is like, don't touch him. Don't touch him. You're touching too long.
He looks good.
Yep.
Anyways,
all those pin guys or Secret Service would have like that pin on their lapels.
And then, you know, he was cage side the entire time. He must barely like MMA.
Yeah. And the other question I have, so I don't know if you saw Bruce Buffer warming up. Let me play this here. He is, let's see, 66 years old now. Hang on. God damn it.
All right.
And I clicked on the wrong screen and then I went to share screen and then I was somewhere else. So here's Bruce. Is this shit really necessary just because you're doing some fucking announcing? Do you have to really limber up this hard?
He gets after it. Remember, he blew out his knee on something.
Yeah, he blew out like his ACL, but I don't know. He's 66. This seems a little obscene to be doing all this. You can just go in there and fucking talk, man. You don't have to be jumping. You don't have to do fucking ninja kicks. You're not doing goddamn squats. Just say their fucking names. That's all you gotta do.
That's not his style.
And that's why I hate his style. Fucking hate it.
Okay.
He may be the worst announcer out there. It's just too over the top because he makes it about him. The fight is not about him. It's about the fighters. I tried and I had to fucking shut it after like the first sentence. So it's like, I'm so cool. I'm the fucking coolest guy ever. Like, what are we doing here?
We're killing it. It's what we're doing.
Goddamn right.
He's the man.
66. How much longer does he go?
I'd say he goes till he's 75.
Do the wheels fall off? Yeah. Well, his brother's still going. I think his brother's older.
He doesn't do the jumping around thing, though.
No, he's more classy. I like that.
Stay classy.
That's right. I guess we can start with the main event if you want.
I mean, we can. Sean O'Malley.
Marlon Vera, too.
Yeah, I mean, O'Malley putting on a clinic, just dominating every round. At one point, the most impressive part of the fight for me was Vera eating that crazy knee. I mean, like, I don't even know how he was still.
Picture of that.
Yeah. I wish we could show the video. It was ridiculous. Yeah. He just kept
coming. Oh, the sound of it was so crushing. And then afterwards, O'Malley was talking about it. He's like, yeah, I'm pretty sure I felt something break in his face. I'm like, holy fuck.
Yeah. So, you know, all O'Malley from start to finish, you know, wins every round, 50 to 45 across the board.
Yeah, I think someone had one of the judges was a 50-44.
Oh, you're right. There is. Yep, you're right.
But judge it. He was way faster, and it just looked like Cheeto had a hard time just trying to figure out that distance and just couldn't really get off. And I want to say Sean outstruck him by like twice as many strikes.
230 significant strikes.
Yeah. And Vera probably had like 100 or a little over 100.
89.
Yeah, so, not that many. His like face was a mess, but
oh man,
talk about how fucking tough and a chin. I don't think Vera's ever been knocked down in a fight. He just absorbs. But again, you're also pie weight, so it's not like you're fighting at heavyweight where it's a 50-50 some of these times. Of like, are you going to get knocked out or are you knocking someone out?
Right.
These guys don't usually hit with a ton of power, but he got that knee should have fucking knocked him out. So pretty impressive. I don't know what I'm more impressed with, Sean's skills or Vera's ability to absorb punishment.
Yeah, I mean, they're both pretty impressive. I'm hoping Vera doesn't keep doing that because he's not gonna be able to do that forever. So
yeah, there's a limited run on how much punishment you want to take. And then,
do we want to talk about Poirier versus St. Denis?
Yeah, St. Denis. I saw, hang on a second. I got a cough. I got a good cough coming. Got to find my mute.
St. Denis. I don't do the French. Fuck that. He's St. Denis to me.
Benoit. Benoit balls.
He's
St. Denis.
I think I'm going to stop doing French. That's just, fine. That's my new
fuck
thing.
Fuck poutine.
Oh, yeah. Poutine's delicious, though.
I don't like it. Trying to think about this fight. Oh, I saw Matt Brown and Thiago Alves in Poirier's corner. So that was pretty cool. Okay. I don't know if Dustin's on the spectrum, but the way he went after guillotines, you may think he's on the fucking spectrum.
Well, his corner said in between the first and second round, hey, Dustin, don't do the guillotine. What's the first? He's like, what is he, like George Grishel? He's like, I'm going to go for it.
Like, I've never won by guillotine, but God damn it, this is going to be kidding. Tonight. I'm feeling lucky.
I guess just the kept guy going for it. Huge.
And then he ended up on bottom.
Yeah.
And almost got submitted.
He did.
Like, oh, no. What are we doing here?
But God, that boxing's killer, though.
Yeah, they were both going 100 miles an hour, and St. Denis was going that. Second round was fucking rock'em sock'em, and then Poirier caught him. I don't remember what he hit him with first. He might have caught him with like an uppercut, but the right hook fucking finished him, and then he gave him a couple more on the ground. And
precision.
crazy because I thought this was one of those fights where you get fed to the lion. He's an older guy and
seemed that way.
He fucking turned around, and then afterwards he said he took this fight. Poirier said this. He took this fight to kind of pay it back because he said Eddie Alvarez did the same thing for him when he was on the way up. Eddie gave him a shot. So he's like, fuck it, I should give this kid a shot. He's finished 5 people in a row.
Yeah.
I'll take that shot and see what happens. So I was kind of impressed that that happened because I didn't think that was going to happen. And
I mean, Poirier looked in fantastic shape. I mean, he was just really ripped.
Could be the shaved head, going back to the shaved head.
Maybe. What were you going to say? Sorry.
Did you say St. Denis at the weigh-in? 155, the official weight for... When the meth kicks in?
He looks crazy.
Exactly. Fuck, man.
Oh, my God.
So that was cool. I don't know what's next for either of those guys. Poirier is kind of... I think he was ranked 3, and St. Denis was 13, maybe 13 or 15, but a significant difference in rankings there. And then we had MVP versus Kevin Holland. Fucking first round all MVP. He was just too fast and stylistically weird for Holland.
That's sideways. What do you karate stuff? What do you call
that?
Yeah.
And he was fighting at this crazy distance where he was, I don't even know how many body lengths away, but he was probably fighting at 10 feet away from fucking Holland. Mm-hmm. And Holland's just trying to figure out, like, how do I close this distance? Because then MVP's hitting him with shit and then coming in and tripping him and then getting out. And he got down, I think he got taken down once and got threatened with a rear naked choke, got out of it. But I like this high level of striking because it just seemed like, I think Holland was also complaining, I can't find this guy out
there.
I can't
do anything.
He's a goddamn ninja.
He was mocking him. It's what, the third round, you know, trying to pretend like he was, I don't know. That's a tough style. But, you know, is that, let me ask you, does that annoy you as much as the, what's the young guy, the small guy's style?
Dominic Cruz.
Yeah.
No, because he's actually trying to finish you. MVP is trying to finish you.
Yeah.
Dominic Cruz was trying not to get hit and decision you.
Yeah.
MVP is trying to finish you. Because remember, he fucking caved Cyborg's skull in with that flying knee in Bellator.
That was
so
bad.
So he's trying to hurt you.
Apparently so.
And I thought that was a pretty good debut and nice to have another high-level striker in the UFC. And hopefully they give him some favorable matchups, not against elite wrestler type guys.
Yeah.
Let them fucking knock some people out. And then I had this clip of, there was this giant that fought earlier in the night.
Oh, there's a giant, huh?
Robles de Spain. I'll pull him up here. So he's 6'7" with an 87-inch reach.
Wow.
And he fucking used all of it and got a fucking, I don't know if it was a KO or a TKO win relatively early in the fight. It's like, holy shit. Cause it looked like, again, he's that big. He's hitting you from a fucking half mile away. You got that's the biggest reach in the UFC.
Yeah.
I think Jones was 85 or 85 and a half. This guy's 87.
6'7" is huge. Jesus Christ.
And he looked relatively agile out there.
Mm-hmm.
So like that. So Macy Barber got a win, and they just showed her warming up. I think we could show this. This is from Dana's Twitter account. But you know, gotta appreciate ladies warming up, doing work,
looking good.
Yeah, making it happen.
Solid.
The decision win for her. So
nice.
Good on her.
Mm-hmm.
I have one other thing from that UFC.
Okay, what is it?
Joanna Jędrzejczyk gets inducted into the UFC Hall of Fame.
Congrats to her.
And here's her best picture, I think, ever that she had.
That's a good one.
Got her. I think that's going into the UFC Hall of Fame. Like, that's her wing.
That's that actual picture?
I hope so. That's the one I'm voting for.
Wow.
I have my say. Mm-hmm. Well, I think overall, solid card, right?
Yeah, definitely. I would say yes.
I think they said fourth biggest gate or something. I don't know all these stats, Ingo.
Yeah, this is definitely in the top five. I don't remember. Might have even been two or three.
Reload over here.
No problem. Do we want to talk about this boxing situation?
Oh, yeah.
Are we ready for that?
I think so.
Okay.
Francis Ngannou.
Yeah, I mean, can I show the...
Anthony Joshua?
Can I show the finish on if it's
on
Twitter?
Yeah, go ahead. Let's see what happens.
Okay, hold on. Let me just make sure I don't have the volume.
I'll probably blur some of this stuff out, but you can kind of get the gist of it. There's a couple of angles, but...
Here's one from, like, cage side. So, this is a nasty punch. I don't know. I didn't play any audio, but it's just disgusting. He folded him like a lawn chair, literally. I don't know if they show the replay on this one or not.
Super, it's very pixelated, but hopefully it'll come across regular. Now it's normal. Okay.
Must be the internet's. I mean, just a ridiculous right hand, you know, and I think shocked the world with that.
Well, it's weird because when you look at the weights too. So Ngannou came in at 272.6. Joshua's 252.4. He got dropped three times in this fight, and the third time is when he got KO'd. So he got dropped in the first round, and he was fucking around changing stances too. So he was writing regular, and then we went southpaw. But to me, he was just like too twitchy and like overreacting to shit, and then kind of just standing right in front of him and trying to fucking parry everything coming at him. Mm-hmm. This is what I expected to happen when he fought Tyson Fury. So now it's making me think even more that Tyson Fury didn't train at all for that match. And that's why he barely won, I think, a split decision over Ngannou. But he got fucking murdered in this fight. Like, it wasn't even close.
No.
He may have landed two good shots, Ngannou, but all Joshua. But I'll tell you what, he made a lot of fucking money.
He sure did. Millions. He,
20 million. That's made ridiculous. 20 million and Joshua made 50 million. And Ngannou said his last UFC fight, he made 600 grand. So it's just crazy because someone, let me pull this point up. Anton Tabuena, he said Joshua slash Ngannou was extra sad because it really highlighted the sorry state of UFC pay, where the biggest stars have to completely handicap themselves in a different sport just to finally get paid what they're worth. That's kind of true because it translates over to the ladies, because how many of them have an OnlyFans where they can make more on OnlyFans than they can in the fucking UFC or doing MMA?
That's why the UFC guys, they're going to open up OnlyFans. That's the thing.
Something.
This site's going to be called Only Guys.
Seriously.
It's like one of those fireman calendars, you know, like where you ever see one of those back in the 90s?
Oh, yeah.
All the fire stations will put out like the hunks of the Fire Academy every month. Like,
oh, no.
Yeah.
And then speaking of OnlyFans, why does she tease me like this? Tell me why. The Chris Cyborg.
She's probably just fishing.
Because I found, see if I can open this link up. Why do I have like safe search on? Oh my God.
To protect yourself at all
times.
Yeah,
but I don't see the kind of fucking. Oh my God. How do I just make it show me everything? How do I turn the safe search off? Oh my God. Hang on. So anyway, I saw some new pics of her, which I'm going to have to fucking. I guess I'm going to have to click everything.
That's okay.
Hang on.
We have times. Ooh, perfect. Safe
there
search
you go.
Is off.
Right on. But yeah, I haven't seen this picture of her. What the hell, man?
Wow. There you go.
I mean, this was from her Sports Illustrated body issue back in the day. This was my favorite set. Yeah, anyway, I'll probably have to blur some of that out. So she's doing work. But why can't she do OnlyFans the right way?
She knows. She's teasing. She's building her fan base, and then she's going to hit us with it.
but she's getting older and she's getting to a point where you're not, I don't want to see it.
Oh, if someone's willing to show it, someone's willing to see it, Matt. That's how it goes in life, I think.
I don't know. Maybe. I'll probably be in.
Yeah. You're going to be like 80 and still thinking about
God Cyborg. Damn it, Cyborg, when are you going to show your goods? Ready.
There you go.
I think that was it for all those fights. Oh, one other thing on that boxing match. So when Ngannou got knocked out, someone pointed this out, like he went down the same way Miocic went down when Ngannou knocked him out.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
Like that same knee splitter.
I forgot those two fought, man. Miocic's crazy. That guy's 270 pounds.
Yeah, solid.
All muscle. Like,
fucking, yeah.
I would shit like, my pants.
Fuck you up, muscle. Yeah, so I don't, like, back to Ngannou. The problem is when he loses a fight, then he comes out ultra-conservative in the next one. The next one is going to be terrible. Because I remember that happened in UFC, and I forgot who I think he fought Derek Lewis. It was a fucking terrible five-rounder or he something won, like that.
Yeah.
Three, whatever it was just a shit show of a fight. So we'll see. If I was him, I'd probably see if I could squeeze one more boxing match. It's hard now that he took that loss like that, but he's probably $30 million in over there. And I think he was getting a little too cocky and confident. And then reality snapped back in. But anyway.
Yep. Good old dose of reality.
Let's stick with boxing.
Yeah. Can we talk about this crazy announcement?
It's fucking, I don't understand it, Ingo. Like, what is this?
Jake Paul, Mike Tyson, July 20th.
Yeah, where's it at?
AT&T Stadium.
It's going to stream Netflix.
It's going to stream on Netflix.
Everybody gets to watch this, pretty much.
I have the stare down video. Are we allowed to?
Yeah, go ahead.
Post that sucker? I have to ask these days. I don't want to get us in trouble.
Well, I'll just blur it out if it's.
Here they are.
Yeah, you're fine.
Staring it down. It was very short. But anyways. That's what we got.
And then I'll show him hitting the bag for their photo shoot. He just did this a couple of days ago. And by the way, Jake Paul is 27. And by the time they have this fight, Mike Tyson will be 58. He's 57 right now. So here's Mike hitting the bag. Do I have any sound on?
No.
Okay. Well, it doesn't really matter because, but you can still see he's got speed.
He does. It just, I don't know. I mean, is this a real fight? Is it exhibition?
It's hard to say, but because the last one he did with Roy Jones Jr. was just exhibition. They were kind of just seeing each other in a body.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a legit fight, I still think Mike knocks him the fuck out because he still has power. But there's a couple of problems because 2 years ago, he had done like some video where he was hitting the pads. I think Rafael Cordero was holding the pads. And then Tyson was on the Joe Rogan podcast talking about that video. He's like, yeah, I looked great that day. And then I was like, my body was wrecked for a week. And that was a few years ago when he did that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can pump him full of shit, you know, at 57. Stem cells, steroids, super vitamins, whatever you need to get him on. But the wealth of knowledge in there with him all jacked to the gills. I still favor Tyson. It's a legit fight. I still favor Tyson. He still has power. That's last to go. Power and skill. If you're looking at one of the best boxers ever, even at that age, I still think he destroys Jake Paul. Absolutely destroys him. Only question is chin.
Well, yeah. Well, Tyson, you know, he was known for coming out really fast. So if Jake can withstand that, maybe youth beats age and ridiculous power and skill. I don't know. But I think if those two actually box, I think I'm going to take Jake. As crazy as that sounds. That is a huge age difference. So I don't know.
It is, because even, I mean, he beat Anderson Silva, but again, he's beating MMA guys. He beat Woodley, flatline him, but again, MMA guys, not a legit boxer and one of the best boxers ever. So that's where I'm leaning, and heavyweight, so power, and he still has some speed right there.
He does.
But goddamn, 58 years old. I can't even imagine doing that.
No thanks. Like I've become a pacifist in my old age. Like
it's same.
I just want to, like, you know, I don't want to get into any shit. And I was like, whoa, if somebody gets aggro, I'm like, I'll see you later. I'm gonna go over there. Like,
yeah, it's hard to push my button now. If it gets pushed, though, it's like it's still there, but it's very hard to activate it now. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it activates. It depends. If I'm in my car and someone hits me, and I'm like, you fucking retard.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa, where did that come from? I'm like, I'm going to be fighting here. But that's me on foot when I almost got run over.
Yeah.
I wasn't in my car. What else is happening?
Let's see. UFC extended the Venom apparel partnership through 2029 just a couple days ago. So they're really happy with that partnership. They're going to keep that fucker rolling for another 5 years. So
that's interesting.
Yeah.
I noticed they don't have an affiliate program, which I thought was interesting too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Why they don't need one.
Yeah, well, you got UFC money, right?
Yeah.
That's all you got to do is fucking be in there. Well, who's getting paid what, though? Venom's paying them, but are they selling that much more? That's the question.
They must be. It must be working out real
selling
well for
fight
them.
Kits, yep.
Yep.
And then I saw Craig Jones. He had won a jiu-jitsu match, and he had an interesting comment. So let's hear what he has to say here.
Lovato Jr. Oh, incredible. First of all, I want to give it up. I wouldn't be here today without the power of steroids. Thanks to my...
So, is that good? The first jiu-jitsu guy being honest?
I think it's becoming like some weird thing. Yeah, I mean, they definitely are on steroids. It's very... Dude, are you kidding me?
Yeah, like Gordon Ryan. Holy fuck.
Yeah. I mean, why wouldn't you be if you could be, right? And it's...
If you're not testing, be all that you can be.
If everybody else is doing it, you can't win without it. So
yeah,
I mean,
it's a huge advantage.
Huge advantage.
Jack yourself up. Don't die. What else is here?
You want me to do one?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Alexa Grasso, Valentina Shevchenko are going to coach the upcoming Ultimate Fighter.
Pants on or pants off?
Probably both. I think it starts in June.
That's good exciting. For them.
Yeah. I had a picture, but I lost it. Anyways, just picture in your mind what they look like.
And yeah, I'm picturing it in my
and
mind.
And they're facing off with no
that's
pants.
Not how I see them. That's not how they're facing in my mind.
Yes.
Good for them. I'm glad they're still trying that fucking Ultimate Fighter thing. Here's a little tweet action I'm going to share here. We'll start at the bottom. So Damon Martin tweeted, he says, TKO president Mark Shapiro declares UFC now one of the four major sports. UFC is now not only mainstream, but it's one of the four majors. The ratings on ESPN and ESPN2, apples to apples against the NHL, even including the playoffs, we dwarf them. So he says that, and then Anton tweets this out. He says, since the UFC made the comparison themselves, here are the important numbers. So the revenue split for NBA, NFL, Major League Baseball, NHL is 48-50%. UFC is 13-18%. The thing I always find interesting and I always like to check is the minimum salary. So NBA, I don't know why he has two numbers, 1.1 million and 3.2. I'm just going to go at the bottom numbers. So it's 1.1 for NBA. NFL, $750,000. NHL, $775,000. Major League Baseball, $740,000. UFC, $10,000.
That is, yeah.
It's obscene.
Well, it's I know. Not even right.
that I don't know what you want to call it, antitrust lawsuit, the lawsuit against the UFC from all the fighters, supposed to be coming to fruition in April. I believe they went to mediation, one of those two. They're trying to this shit so they don't have to pay out, but that shit's, there's no way it's going to trial, right? You don't want to settle that.
No. I was just thinking something while you were talking. So like the minimum salary for those team sports is, let's say, 700,000, but that's for a whole season worth of work, right? Yeah. So I'm wondering if the UFC is thinking of it in the sense of when you're at work when you're fighting, right? So does that translate? And somehow percentage-wise, it's not a bad number?
Oh, it's terrible because you can't even have sponsors either, right? You have to wear their uniform, no sponsor, no banner, no clothes. You have to wear their shoes. You have to do all their press commitments and press conferences. So, I mean, that minimum number, I don't know what is the right number? It ain't 10. It's like
50 maybe.
Yeah. Because you also got to think of all the fighter expenses. It's not just they get 10. They have managers, trainers, nutrition, physical therapy, probably recovery.
Yeah.
And whatever supplements you're taking, and you need a ton of money. Like, you probably lose 50% of what you're making on top of that. So 50 is probably a good minimum for sure. And then you got to start ratcheting everybody up. But I think this lawsuit, they're going to have to pay out. Yes. My guess is $1 billion. That's where I'm coming in.
So all of the back pays and stuff.
Yeah. Everyone's going to get a bump. And I don't know how much to each person, but then also going forward, things are going to change. And I don't know if that means contracts change. And because now I think guys get tied up for so long, like they're signing a fucking 10 fight deal. Like, how does that make any sense? And they can cut you whenever.
It's egregious, as you like to say.
It is.
But they like it that way. And and what did someone once tell you? They're the only game in town. If you want to be the best, that you got to agree to their terms.
Well, that's the thing. It's almost, again, like you go there to build your own fame and then you leave to make more money.
Right.
And that goes back to the Francis Ngannou leaving, Conor McGregor leaving, Nate Diaz, even Mike Perry to some extent. He leaves and does BKFC and becomes a superstar.
Yep.
We're there. So, listening to my furnace over here making very odd noises.
Huh. Maybe it's angry.
It is, because it's like humming, but not on. Probably going to blow up. It's always good. What else is happening?
I think I just have some videos of random things. So, do you have any major stories still?
I'm scrolling through here. No, I think I have like tweet of the week, KO of the week, and knowledge.
Rock on.
Let's see what the tweet of the week is. Oh, this is a good one. This is from Rothmus on Twitter. He says, a man dual-wheeling raw steaks slaps diners in the face at vegan restaurant yelling, if you don't eat your meat, you can't have any pudding.
I think that's epic.
That struck me funny.
It's pretty fantastic. Little Pink Floyd reference.
Yeah,
there.
I was going to say, Pink Floyders.
Better, I haven't listened to them in a long time.
Me neither.
I used to love that band.
Yeah, I used to have a professor when I had one of those classes at college in the auditorium. He'd always have fucking Pink Floyd concert playing a half hour before class started. So if you got there early, you just fucking listen to fucking Pink Floyd and watching them on the fucking big screen on the stage. I'm like, this is fucking cool. I think it was Planetary Space and Science. Figured that out.
The guy hand out bongs and mushrooms.
I should have
started each class. Cool professor. I like it.
Yeah. Back when you had some fun ones, probably freshman year.
Yeah.
Should we do some KOs? Yeah, couple.
Go ahead.
We'll start with this first one. So it was a very odd PFL match. So there's this weird KO. So this guy comes out. I'm going to turn the sound off.
Oh, yeah. That's one of mine, actually. Yeah. What is he doing? He's just
walking around, not ready to fight. And he gets skull fucked with a head kick.
And then that's it.
And that pretty much ends the fight. And you know what was reminiscent of Paulo Filho against Chael Sonnen in WEC when Paulo is fighting ghosts? And Chael's like, what the fuck is this guy doing?
He was KO'd.
This guy got KO'd. I got another one. Oh. This guy already got knocked out before I can even get the fucking start, the show started here. All right.
Let's see.
We'll try a little sound.
Oh, God.
Yeah, right under the OnlyFans. Let's see that again.
Jesus Christ.
Oh.
He got slapped.
He got starched.
Wow. That was bad.
He got Ngannou'd. What else you got?
I got one here. It's totally different. I'm going to have to... I can't play the sound. It's a little Muay Thai action, I believe. Oof. I think they're going to show the other angle.
Oh.
Watch this.
You got shot.
Oh, there's an elbow.
He got stiff like Terry Edom.
Yeah, it's bad. Elbow to the face.
Yeah.
Boom.
Ouch.
This is nasty.
Ouch. Knowledge. What you got for knowledge?
I saved it. So I coach kids basketball, third and fourth graders, and we're in the playoffs today, and we're playing this team that beat us a couple weeks ago, 3 weeks ago maybe, where the coach is like a drill sergeant. I think he was like, rah, rah, rah at everybody, and come on, and these are like eight, 9-year-old kids, and he only beat us by a little bit. Well, today, he came over right before the game started, and he's like, hey, man, like, I just want to get this clear. There's no double teaming, and there's no stealing, because there's, like, what they consider mid-court. You can't steal the ball there. They want the kids to be able to bring it over, you know, and there's none of that, right? We agree to that, right? Because we had a problem with that last game. I was like, okay. I'm like, whatever. It's 8-9-year-old basketball. It's not the NBA Finals. So the team I have, they're gelling right now. So they're up, like, by 30 points in the third quarter, and that exact thing he was talking about, one of his players did, and the ref didn't call it. And the ref ran by me. I was like, hey, Blue, he can't do that, right? And this guy comes over, and he's like, hey, man, you're, like, up by, like, 30 points. Like, you know, I looked at the assistant coach I had, and he told the guy, he's like, well, that was your rule. We're just following your rule. And I looked back at the guy, and he turned, like, beet red, and I went back to the game, and he left. I'm wondering, like, I know we were up by a lot, but am I wrong? He came over and set the tone, and then I was like, I'm just doing what you told me to do. I'm sorry that the score is the way it is.
Yeah, like, that's on him. Like, if we've agreed this is how we're playing a game, this is how we're playing a game.
That's it.
Unless you were to go over to him and say, listen, we're up by like a million points, I'm gonna let you come after our guys.
Yeah,
that would be different. But for him to come over. He's lucky I'm not you, because I've been like, go fuck yourself now. Go fuck yourself super hard.
Kind of looked at him like, no, I'm not gonna get aggro unless he's not gonna get aggro, you know. But it was just funny.
Do you want them to lose by 100? Do you want me to turn it up a little?
Yeah,
because like, we're kind of coasted right now.
I almost told him, actually, I'm not worried about this game. I'm preparing them for the next game is what we're doing right now. Actually, I'm making sure they don't get lazy, you know?
That's right.
So
you gotta stay focused.
Stay focused. It's fun.
It is.
What's your knowledge?
Well, it was interesting. I was watching Caddyshack a couple days ago.
No shit.
Movie from 1980.
Yeah. Does it hold up?
It did. And it was interesting because I didn't know Chevy Chase applied a rear naked choke on someone during the fucking movie.
No shit.
So here's a screenshot, because I don't want to take a video. But look at that. He's locking up a rear naked choke right there. It's not great, but like, how, in the 80s, we knew about this?
Something.
Huh. So I saw that, and I don't know what else I have. Oh, probably one of the dumbest things ever.
What?
So the Carolina Hurricanes, says it's beer stick season. Get your favorite beer poured into a Canes hockey stick at various draft bars and concession stands throughout the fucking arena. So you're going to get this. You're going to give a bunch of drunk fucks a beer hockey stick. I don't know if you remember back in the day, they used to give out little baseball bats at the major league games.
Not anymore.
They stopped that because of all the fights and people using those as weapons. Well, guess what the fuck is going to happen? I have not been to a goddamn sporting event, any sporting event, without at least a fight in the fucking stands.
Yeah.
I think the only exception is maybe minor league baseball.
No fights there?
The few times that we were there, no.
That's good.
Back when you could actually, I remember whatever the fucking local team is here. Might be this one, the Kane County Cougars. It was them. And I think George Bell, I think he was, I don't remember if he was on the White Sox or the Cubs at the time, but he had got sent down to the minor leagues. And we were in the stands smoking cigars, heckling the fucking major leaguers that got sent down.
I love it.
Like, you fucking suck. As there's bug.
You can smoke cigars, though, in the ballpark.
Yeah, like back in the day. Like, that's a long time ago, but that was fun as fuck. Yeah, you can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Drinking and smoking cigars, you know, good times. But yeah, you shouldn't be handing out weapons to people.
I agree. Terrible idea.
Yeah. We'll see how long that lasts. I'm going to guess a game.
Maybe.
A game. On that note, let's shut it down.
Well, that has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.